Blackstone Audio presents The King's Secret Matter by Jean Plady. The Cardinal's Revenge. Catherine, Queen of England, sat at her window looking down at the palace gardens. Her hands lay idly in her lap, her tapestry momentarily neglected. She was now approaching her 35th birthday, and her once graceful figure had grown somewhat heavy during the years of disappointing pregnancies. Yet she had lost none of her dignity. The humiliation she was forced to suffer could not rob her of that serene assurance which reminded all who came into her presence that she was not only the Queen of England, but the daughter of Isabella of Castile and Ferdinand of Aragon. She wore the fashionable five-cornered hood, which glittered with jewels, and from it hung a black mantilla, for although it was 19 years since she had left her own country, she still clung to certain customs and fashions of her native land. Her gown was of blue velvet, trimmed with sable, and as she sat, her feet gracefully crossed, her petticoat of gold-coloured satin was visible. At her throat were rubies, and similar jewels decorated the cordeliere belt which encircled her thick waist and fell to her feet. Now, as she gazed out of the window, the expression on her regular, though heavy, features was serious in the extreme, and the high forehead was wrinkled in a frown. The woman who was watching her felt compassion welling up within her, for she knew that the Queen was uneasy. And the reason was obvious, thought Lady Willoughby, who, as Maria de Salinas, had come with Catherine to England 19 years before, and until her marriage to Lord Willoughby...